Hi, I'm Alicia Michelle, and as a trained and certified Christian mindset coach, I've helped hundreds of Christian women discover brain science-based mindset tools to help them grow closer to God and break free from anxiety, perfectionism, people-pleasing, and feeling like they're never enough. The Christian Mindset Coach is the award-winning podcast that shows you how to use simple brain science principles and biblical truth to renew your mind for lasting confidence, joy, and peace. I'm so glad you're here. Grab a cozy spot and let's get started. Hi there. Welcome to today's episode of The Christian Mindset Coach. I am your host, Alicia Michelle. We're talking today about the fear of success. And maybe even just by saying that, that sounds weird to you. I just want you to know, first of all, you're not alone. I talked to my husband about this. I'm like, do you ever struggle with this, the fear of success? And he was like, no. So whether it's like, maybe it's a guy-girl thing or it's a personality thing, I'm not quite sure. But I know that this is a very real thing. I've struggled with it many times. I've worked with clients who have struggled with it. It's a thing, girls. So the fear of success can hold us back. Because we often talk about the fear of failure. That's way more common and at least talked about. But there are some very real things that we maybe even don't even recognize. It's a little bit more subtle, this fear of success. And so we're going to delve into that today. We're going to talk about it and talk about why it makes sense that we feel it and what we can do when we do feel it. And I'm going to share with you my own struggles with it, some stories that are happening even right now for me that I'm walking out in this fear of success, and God's partnership with us in it, how he can help us through this. So let's talk about, like, what is the fear of success? I mean, what does that even mean? So it often stems from several things. One of them it can come from is this idea of the responsibility that could come from expectations that are going to be placed on us in this new role, or it's just unfamiliar territory. It's something that we aren't used to. We know that if we step into this new territory, that things are going to be out of our control, maybe, or we won't know how to deal with it because we've never been in this place. So it is always, 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 always more comfortable to stay in what's familiar. That is biologically wired into us, into our brains, to stay safe, to keep us alive. Every animal that exists has this wiring in them as well. So it's not like it is unfamiliar or strange to have a fear of there being something different. But we might also feel these ideas of like, well, how do I maintain this success? How do I deal with, maybe I'll feel alone, I'll feel different, maybe my friends won't see me the same, or just the isolation that comes from a different life season or a different decision that we've made. The fear of success makes sense. I just want you to know that, okay? It is scary, and we just need to admit that, first of all. We don't need to, like with any fear, you'll hear me talk about here all the time on the show, that any fear that we have, we want to, and I think we're taught in our culture, to just push through it and say, don't listen to that fear. Like, it's wrong. It's bad. And we're afraid that if we listen to it, that it's going to somehow be strengthened. When in actuality, listening to it and seeing it and recognizing it diffuses it. We're not saying we want to wallow in it. We're not saying we want to let it grow, but we need to see that it's there and we need to recognize it as real and plausible. Because that's how our mind sees it. It sees it as a threat. And so we're working against what our mind's trying to do if we're just trying to shut it down instantly. So just want to say that first of all. There's an example in the Bible of someone who was super successful. Solomon. He was given, the Bible says he was one of the wealthiest men who ever lived. He was given all this wisdom, one of the wisest men who ever lived as well. And with his success came all kinds of challenges, managing his kingdom's prosperity, navigating political alliances, dealing with all of the marriages and women he had. Hundreds of women, right? Think of all the drama that goes with their girls. That's all I got to say about that. But his heart ultimately turned away from God due to idolatry. It's a really kind of a sad story at the end for Solomon. But he shows us how this success, you know, we all long for success, or at least that's culturally what we're supposed to have, you know, the money, the fame, the job, the house, the kids, the marriage, the la la la, the vacations, all the things. And we're called to not necessarily look for those things as Christians. Our quote, fame and success is being known by Christ and being led by him and letting his definition of what our worth is, letting that be our worth. That's a successful Christian. However, he doth call us to pursue dreams. And sometimes with those things that we step into comes responsibility and comes decision-making that, wow, this is harder than I thought it was. And that's what Solomon's story shows us, that there's these pressures, these unforeseen complications that can come from success. And so we got to recognize that. And then there's also this side of, what if I don't make it? Like, what if this is just one more time where I say this is going to happen? Or I just feel like this, God told me to do this. And then once again, we're embarrassed because it didn't happen. I mean, have you ever walked in that path? I have, where you're like, this is what God said and I'm going for it. And then you kind of find like, wah, wah, like it just didn't work out. And how do you explain that? There's like the shame and embarrassment. And how do you explain that to maybe family members who you're like, okay, I failed. I mean, we certainly don't need more reasons to feel like failures. So we're like, why would I step out? Again, more comfortable to stay where I at. And also maybe this plan may not be what we have envisioned. It may not turn out exactly as we expect. It's not all going to be butterflies and roses. And it's really hard to begin that path because we don't want to be disappointed. We've had enough disappointment in our life. So there's this apprehension about falling short of our own goals or our own visions of what it could be, falling short of what God's asking us to do. What if I can't do all he's asking me to do? Right? So we can avoid it. We can step back from it. There's a great term in one of my favorite books on women in business. It's not a Christian book, but it's by Tara Moore, and it's called Playing Big. And one of the chapters that she has in there is called Hiding. In fact, just even the other day, I was sitting here going, Alicia, you're hiding. Because she talks about how when we are faced with something that's hard or scary, we won't necessarily come out and say, I have a fear of success, but we'll find all the things around to keep us distracted from doing it. Or we will be like, wow, this countertop really needs to be cleaned. Or, oh my gosh, I need to check my email. I need to check my email right now. I find myself doing that all the time, like when I know that I'm hiding. And it's just being discerning enough to listen to that voice of God that's going, hello, you're hiding right now. And you need to come out of hiding. It's okay. I understand that there's some, you know, this is a little bit of uncomfortableness, but you can step in through it and you can get through it. So Moses was a great example of this. He was a man that God used to unify the people of Israel and to pull them out of slavery and to guide them to the promised land. You talk about an influential character in the historical narrative, right? He was huge. And yet he was a man who had all kinds of apprehension about doing something for God. And it wasn't even a fear of failure, but just like he didn't know what maybe he would look like in this new role. I mean, he asked even God to make Aaron his spokesperson because he's like, if I could step into that role, like what's that mean? What if the people make fun of me? I mean, who knows what was going through Moses's head, but I'm guessing there was this idea of being seen right in front of people or people pleasing, all kinds of stuff. And so even the greatest leaders are faced with this idea of what if I step out and I fail and I can't handle this level of success, or I can't do this. I can't do what God's calling me to do. That we can live in this. We can see it. We can recognize it. We don't need to run from these very real fears surrounding it. We don't have to live in it in terms of how we operate, but we can address them. Let me share a couple of stories from my life that are happening honestly right now with this idea of fear of success. So I had shared just how in a previous episode, how God is got me in a season right now where there are some big dreams, some big things that people have prophesied over me, things that I have always wanted. I mean, things since I was a little girl, you know, big things that God is opening doors to right now. And it has come from years of perseverance and hard work and trusting God. But there's a new level that I feel like he's calling me to of listening to him, of trusting him, of being bold, of taking courage. One of them was writing this book. I have a book that's coming out in November of 2024. It's around managing emotions. I am so excited to begin talking about it here in a few months officially and sharing about the title and sharing about how you can help me get other women excited about this topic. It's a very practical book. It combines brain science and the Bible together. It's incredible. But I'm at this place where every step I take as I work with a publisher to make this happen is, it's like, okay, this is real. This is happening. This is, wow, we just designed the cover. Okay, I'm making decisions about this part of the book or the downloads or what are the graphics going to look like? And now there's this whole team of people I'm working with. It's not just me solo, you know, creating this book. There's publicists and agents and marketers and editors, all the things. And it's like, wow, wow, Lord, wow. For me, it has brought up fears of, will I be able to handle this? And it's interesting because it's a, will I be able to handle it based on what I was before I met Christ? As a teenager at age 19, I became a Christian, did not grow up in a Christian home. And I really operated from a sense of trying to prove and strive and show everyone else that I was good enough. That's how I got my worth. And I very quickly learned when I had a burnout of sorts at around that age of just knowing and realizing very quickly that I could not be pretty enough, well enough liked, popular enough, do enough good things, get enough good grades, be liked enough by a boy. None of that was filling the void. And when I became a Christian, recognized this new life that I had, this foundation in Christ of that was all decided and taken care of. I didn't have to strive anymore. And I've spent the last, 30 years living that out and growing in that. And so there have been dreams like writing a book that even back then were in existence. I went to school for journalism. I've always been a strong writer. I've always wanted to write a book. So for this to be coming to fruition, it's bringing up all this stuff in me of like, wow, God, I can't believe this is happening. This is so exciting. But also, Lord, you're giving me this new mantle of ways to reach people. You're allowing me to step into these new spheres, so to speak. Keep me humble. Father, keep me in a place that I am going to stay grounded in you. It brings me to tears to say it. Keep me in a place where I can always keep you as my forefront of who I am and what I'm about. And I've shared this with a couple of close friends, just that I never want any big dream or goal or accomplishment that he allows me to bring into my life to bring me back to that place that I was, where that was who I was. That was my identity. So as I'm stepping into this, that is a very real fear of success that comes up. And I have to sometimes find when I am hiding, when I am running, or I am putting things off, those are my coping mechanisms for the fear of success. When I am doing that, I have to ask God for courage to be real about the fear that I might be feeling around success, to recognize again that he has done so much work in me between back then and now, and that he has, for this time, allowed these doors to open, allowed this to happen in this timing for a purpose, and that the purpose is much bigger than me and my little fears, that the purpose is to bring women fruition, to bring them freedom, to help them partner with him in a new way. And so because of that, I need to be addressing these fears and I need to be moving through them. That it's not something that I can run from, that I need to step into it because people's lives are going to be changed by this book. And so that's just an example for me right now of what I am walking through with the fear of success. Are you facing a big life transition like an empty nest? Or is there some sort of dream or desire in your heart for things to be different? Like you want to start a business, pursue a hobby, or get serious about doing those self-care habits and boundaries? You not only need a plan for change, but you need loving, Christ-centered support to work through the fear and the overwhelm that keep these dreams from becoming a reality. If that's you, then you are the perfect candidate for my Onward and Upward Group Coaching Collective. Imagine if you could have 6 months of one-on-one coaching support and caring community to help you confidently create a step-by-step action plan to meet your goals, to get ongoing accountability and encouragement, to overcome those obstacles along the way, and to grow spiritually. Week after week, you'll work one-on-one with me in coaching, Bible study, teaching times, in this powerful small group setting that gets results. Apply now at vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching. Space is extremely limited and we're just about to open the next group. So if you're interested, don't wait. vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching to apply. And I want you to know again that as a mindset coach who has worked with hundreds of women, who's seen all the things, who's walked through her own journey in her own life, that we're never going to be completely free of these sorts of fears. But the great news is that we always have God at our side to help us in them. And secondly, that we can learn tools and ways to take control of our mind and our emotions to really decide, you know what, I can feel this, but I don't have to live in it, and I can be different. There's a great concept that I like to share around any sort of fear, and it definitely applies to the fear of success, because when we are facing that fear of success, it often is rooted in this certain type of fear. And so you may have heard me talk about this before in the podcast, the idea of pakad fear and yirah fear. This was actually something that I learned about in Tara Moore's Playing Big book, this concept of the difference between these two Hebrew words. There's several words that are used for fear in the Bible, in the Hebrew language, but these two specifically are really interesting because pakad fear is the kind of fear that means we need to pay attention to. It's a fear that is a caution, danger ahead, kind of a fear like, don't drive on the freeway 100 miles an hour, like, it's not wise to do this. And we need to listen to that, right? We don't want to ignore a pakad kind of a fear. But then there's this other kind of fear, and it's called yirah, Y-I-R-A-H, yirah. I'm sure I'm slaughtering my pronunciation here, but you get the point. This kind of fear is the fear of something bigger than what you are right now. The fear of God bringing you into something more than what's in front of you. About the fear of success, right? That's it in a nutshell. That's it. It's this fear of how in the world am I supposed to do that? I think the fear of failure is kind of wrapped into that too. So how am I supposed to do this? What if this happens? And if we haven't learned to differentiate between these two types of fear, pakad and yirah, it can be really easy to just see the fear and to run from it. Fear equals pain, so I'm going to run away from it. But when we differentiate between these two, we can see that pakad fear, we want to stay away from those things that a pakad fear would tell us not to do, because that's dangerous. So we turn away from those things. When there is a yirah fear and we feel that expansion inside of us of God bringing us to more, that's a fear we lean into, meaning that we recognize it and see it. We sit with the Lord before it, asking for his help in having the courage to walk through it, hearing his compassionate heart for what we're feeling, asking for his truth to give us an anchor on why we're going to move forward and do this. And then we ask for his help in taking that step. We move into your raw fear in the same way that I was sharing recently with a client. If you've ever given birth, in the process of labor, you can feel the difference in the pain, so to speak, of leaning into the very real pain of labor contractions versus being aware of and alerting someone to a pain in your body that is not helping the baby. That would be a hurt, kind of a pain that's not welcoming it in. So I have 4 children and 3 of them were born. My 4th was born a C-section, but the other 3 were without any sort of medication. One of them was born at home. So natural birth and just that whole process for me was very empowering and beautiful. And I love the ways I've been able to empower other women in that area, just kind of as an aside, which has nothing to do with my coaching, but just how I've been able to talk to other women about that. And that was the thing, is I had to learn how, even though it was painful, I had to learn how to relax into that pain of contractions. And that's exactly what we're doing when we are feeling that Urah fear. We are relaxing into whatever fear or pain might be there, knowing that God is guiding it, knowing that God will make us adequate on the other side of it, knowing that God is going to prepare us and has prepared us for this moment, knowing that He is using it, and also having enough fear, for lack of a better term, in us to know that if we don't take a step, that there are very real consequences and that we will answer for not moving forward in it. I think that concept, just knowing the difference between the types of fear and knowing when to lean in and when to stop, can be so transformative, so transformative. And these are the kinds of things we talk about in coaching. These are the kinds of things that sometimes you need someone else. Like, I have needed other people sometimes to tell me, I think you're dealing with this fear. And for example, the fear of success. I think that's what's happening right now. We all need people in our life who can tell us that, who can see things we can't see, who can motivate us and tell us, like, this is what you're called to do. They can see the giftings we have and the calling that God has put on our heart, and who can believe in it beside us. That's what we offer in the group coaching program. And that's what I want to invite you to be a part of. If you're in a season where you know God is calling you to be a, quote, better version of yourself, whether that's taking care of yourself differently, whether that's just setting up rhythms of rest and what that really means, you know, not just like talking about taking care of yourself and resting and soul care and stuff like that. No, what does that mean for me right now in this season? How can I make that happen, right? Or if you're like, I have a dream to write a book, or I have a dream to launch a business, or to show up differently in this area of my life. Or if you're like, I am in an empty nest season and now I'm like, what's next for me? Or I just need direction from God on how to grow deeper with Him. These are things that we talk about. These are the types of women that are a great fit for Onward and Upward group coaching. We do talk about, as part of this, the mindsets that we all struggle with who are going through these seasons of transition and uneasiness. Fear of success is part of that. Figuring out how to manage our emotions in spite of it, dealing with the inner critic, figuring out how to develop character traits. That was an episode previous to this one where we talked about character traits that can help us through these seasons of transition or goal setting. And you can listen to actually an example of some of the teaching that we did in that group. So it's such a great program. It's not just, not even just, I don't even want to say just, but it's beyond just working with a coach one-on-one, which in itself is powerful. But you will get that one-on-one time with me in coaching, and you will also have the group aspect of other women who are walking through this with you. So you'll have teaching every month with me around these mindset topics that based in brain science and the Bible that keep us from moving forward or making changes. We will have a chance to do some hot seat coaching, like group coaching where we're all on a call together and someone's like, okay, I'm dealing with this. How can I practically deal with this in the moment? That's something that you would, again, I will be doing that coaching in the call. We will have Voxer threads. And if you're not familiar with Voxer, Voxer is an app on your phone that is like a walkie-talkie app. You can text or you can press a button and just talk, and it records audio and it puts it, you know, in a channel, in a conversation with someone or in a group of people, which is a thread of people together. So you'll have a Voxer channel just with me. Yes, just with me, to ask me questions and to get responses in the moment around certain issues, because sometimes you just do in between sessions. I hear you. I feel it. And then there will be a Voxer thread for you to have with other ladies who are in this little pod, maybe 5 to 7 ladies together, who you guys can talk about the questions that we, discussion questions that we have in our group time, the journaling questions that you may be working through, the prayer requests that you can share together. And then we also have a Bible study element where we'll be working through between 4 to 5 Bible verses a month using my spiritual growth rhythm. And these verses are specifically related to the mindset obstacles that we're working through. So we'll be incorporating those into our conversations, and we'll have a thread that we'll be talking about those kinds of things too. So approaching this fear or whatever may be keeping you from moving forward, approaching it from lots of different opportunities, lots of different ways to look at it. lots of structure here. That is Onward and Upward group coaching experience. I would love for you to, if you have even an inkling in your heart of, wow, I can't imagine how this could help me in my life. This is exactly what I need. Go to the coaching page and apply. It's vibrantchristianliving.com/coaching. And then there will be an apply here kind of button. Click on that and fill out the information there, and we will be in touch with next steps. So again, I encourage you that if you have the fear of success, to say that it's normal, it's an actual real fear. Not everybody struggles with it, and it's not something that happens all the time, but it can be almost like a check engine light with the Lord to say, this is something I'm calling you to, and it's okay. It can be an opportunity to grow in Christ through this. It can be an opportunity to lean into the bigger, better version of whatever God is bringing you to in this moment. We're all growing and we're all changing. And these are the moments that bring us to the changing that God wants to do for us for His glory and for our good. So I encourage you that if you feel that, if you want some support around it, check out Onward and Upward Group Coaching. It's a great way to get that support. And I encourage you just to, even if nothing else, to take what we've thought about here and to bring it before the Lord and ask Him, am I struggling with a fear of success in this area? Take care, friends. I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining me today for the Christian Mindset Coach. If you loved today's show, would you take 2 seconds and share a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts? I've got a special gift for you when you share a review, my amazing 50 I Am declarations, 50 statements and Bible verses about who you are in Christ. This is an audio meditation and a written statement that is extremely popular with my clients, and I want to give you access just for sharing your Apple Podcast review. Simply screenshot your review and send it to hello@vibrantchristianliving.com, and we'll send you the link to access the 50 I Am Declarations resource. Thanks so much for sharing your rating and review so that we can get the word out about the podcast. See you back here next week.